You know, I reflect back on some of the challenging things that I've been a part of in life, you know, and some of those are, I wouldn't dare share with you because you would think I'm completely foolish and you would be right. Some are by the grace of God that I survived those things. Some are very dangerous, and some had to be done but still were dangerous. Some were very challenging and not necessarily dangerous, but very challenging at the same time. And just to be honest, when I think through those, some of those things that are very challenging, maybe not physically dangerous, but very challenging, a couple things come to my mind. One is teaching third graders at the E-Town CMA Church. You know, that was one of my first assignments in ministry, was to teach third graders. And that was they are scary. I don't think they could take me. I wasn't sure. I didn't think they were going to do bodily harm to me. But just walking in, you wouldn't believe how dry my mouth got and how the different things. And I can remember one, just I had said something that the week before, and I said, this guy is this guy's brother, and it wasn't. I'd made an error. And so I had went back the next week and apologized. And I said, I need to ask your forgiveness because I said this guy was this guy's brother, and he wasn't. And a little girl stood up in the front row, and she had a dress on. And she said, Mr. Jelliff, that's okay. We forgive you. The other thing that probably wasn't dangerous, but it was very challenging, is coaching softball. 8 through 12-year-old girls. And I don't think even with bats, I think I could at least outrun them or outmaneuver them somehow. I don't think they could have physically hurt me. But it was very challenging to work with a whole team of 8-year-olds to 12-year-olds. All kinds of emotions going on, all kinds of stuff going on, all kinds of parents doing things that parents shouldn't do. You know, just a big challenge to coach softball in 8 through 12-year-old girls. It was a very interesting time. And I learned many things over that journey of coaching that song. It was the Westfield Angels. But the printer messed up on some of the shirts, so half of our team was the Westfield Angles. He did replace those. So then we were all the Westfield Angels after that. But we were the Westfield Angels. And most of the time, the team behaved like angels. But the one thing I learned through that whole process was if you have trouble repeating yourself, and that makes you angry to repeat yourself over and over and over and over again, you're probably never going to make it as a coach. You can push the button. Because repeating yourself is part of coaching. If repeating yourself upsets you, you will never make it as a coach. Keep your eye on the ball. I would like a nickel for every time I said, keep your eye on the ball. Keep your eye on the ball. I don't care if you're batting or if you're playing second base or if you're outfield. Everybody should be looking at the ball all the time. The ball is the star of the game. And whatever else you're going to do, you need to keep your eye on the ball, for crying out loud. It was 11-inch softball that was fluorescent yellow. It's easy to see. Keep your eye on the ball. I said that so many times. Keep your head in the game. Not on the flowers that you're picking in the outfield. Not on what people are saying. Not at the bubble gum that your mom's trying to hand you over the fence during the game. For crying out loud, Mrs. Smith, she can wait. She doesn't need bubble gum. Keep your head in the game. I had one pitcher on the Westfield Angels that was a super pitcher for an 11-year-old girl. But if she got behind in the count, she lost it. And I said many, many times, I said, you've got to keep your head in the game. Keep your head in the game. You're a good pitcher. You can do this. Keep your head in the game. Put your glove on the ground. That's not going to get it. You need to get your glove down on the ground. Put your glove, not take it off your hand, but when a ground ball comes at you, get your glove on the ground. put it down to the ground. Move with the ball. That's probably the most I said of any. Move with the ball. Everybody should be moving with the ball. Is your eyes on the ball? Then wherever the ball is going, you should be moving with that, not just looking at it. You need to be moving with the ball. You need to be moving. Outfield moves. When it's hit, everybody moves. Everybody has a backup. Everybody is moving. You're a team. We're playing as a team here. Move with the ball. And listen to the base coach. It's not up to you whether you run. It's up to your base coach whether you run. And you need to listen to the base coach. You don't have to wonder if I run or not. The base coach will make all those decisions. And you just listen to the base coach. And if he says or she says run, you run with everything that you've got in you. But you don't have to make that decision. The base coach will make that decision. You need to listen to the base coach. Last week we started uncap some things about the Holy Spirit. John 14 and 26 says this, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything." He is a great coach. And he'll repeat himself so many times. And he'll speak it into your ear over and over and over and over. He never gets tired of telling you. Unlike your coach at times. When after a while you're talking through your teeth. You ever talk through your teeth? The Holy Spirit is sent to be our coach. Many other things. Today we're looking at coaching that the Holy Spirit will do. He'll come alongside of you and he'll speak. Keep your head in the game. Keep your eye on the ball. Keep moving with the ball. Keep moving in this game. Keep going. Keep going. And he'll say these and he'll remind you. The Father will send and will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Not only is he going to remind us, but he's going to teach us new things. So as the game goes on, a new skill will be learned. A new skill will be learned, and an old skill will be reminded of. A new truth will be learned, and an old truth reminded of. A new truth learned, and an old truth reminded of. Because I forget, and I need to be reminded, and I need to be taught. Reminded and taught. Reminded and taught. Reminded and taught. And if you're a homeschool or a teacher, you know that, right? You got to remind and teach. Remind and teach. Remind and teach. Guess what? You're the same way. And God knows you're that way because he created you. And so he sends his Holy Spirit, God the Spirit, into your life to remind and teach. Teach and remind. Teach and remind. What do you need to be reminded of this morning? Have you got your head out of the game? Have you got your eye off the ball? Now the ball in our game here this morning is Jesus. We just sang about him. Whatever's going on, keep your eye on Jesus. Well, how are we doing this morning? What do we need to be reminded of? And I didn't bring anything. I don't think I bring anything new this morning. Maybe it's new to you. And maybe it's not new to many of us. And I'm not saying, we heard that last week. We heard that the week before. We heard that last year. That's good. The Holy Spirit says, you know what? You need to hear it again and again and again and again. I just need to remind you and teach you and teach you and remind you and teach you and remind you. Counselor, the word counselor means to call to one's aid, encouragement, and comfort. Does that make sense? He's the one who's going to be drawn to your aid, encourage you, and comfort you. You know how he's going to do that? He's going to remind you of who you are, of who God is, of what he's done in your life, of what he's going to do in your life. He's going to remind you because he knows at times you don't have your head in the game. He knows at times I don't have my eyes on the ball. He knows at times that I'm not listening to the base coach. He knows at times that I'm not moving with the ball. He knows at times that my glove is not on the ground. And so he begins to speak to me, and he begins to speak into me. And he begins to remind me of things that I need to know. And I think this is some of the things he's going to remind us of. Maybe you need to be reminded of this morning. I love you forever. And you can say, yeah, I know, but the Lord appeared to us in the past saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. I have loved you with an everlasting love. And I think at times, and all of us need to be reminded that God loves us forever. You can't make him love you more, or you can't make him love you less than he loves you right now. Keep your eye on the ball. There's nothing you can do to make him love you less or more. Keep your eye on the ball. And the Spirit's speaking that into our hearts and speaking that into our life. I love you. And I'll love you forever. And I don't know about you, but this past week and the past weeks, I needed to hear that. I needed the Spirit, the Holy Spirit comes up to me at times. I said, I want this answer. And I said, he said, I know you want this answer, but let me tell you this. God loves you. But I want this answer. And he said, I know you want this answer. But right now, I just need you to be reminded. Keep your head in the game because God loves you. And he's going to love you forever. And nothing you can do or not do makes him love you more or less than he loves you right now. He loves you. Maybe you need to be reminded of this morning. In Psalm 139, 14 says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. Are you keeping your eye on the ball this morning? You know that God made you amazing. Whatever this world is telling you, whatever the entities around you, whatever your own thinking, your own stinking thinking is doing in your life, you just need to know God thinks you're amazing because he doesn't just think it. He knows it because he made you amazing. He made you amazing. And he thinks that you are amazing. Just so you know, I bought quality baseball certified indestructible wiffle balls. These aren't cheap dollar store stuff. Because God, nothing wrong with the dollar store if you want to go there. But God gives you what is indestructible. And your amazing created by God is never going away. It might get clouded with junk in life, but it's never going away. You're amazing. This is for him. Maybe you need to be reminded about this morning. Push the button. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to purify us from all unrighteousness. I forgive you. Would you stop? Would you stop just trying to be forgiven? You're already forgiven. You've confessed. I've forgiven it. Stop. I think one of the greatest challenges in our life, I think perhaps the greatest challenge is this, that we let forgiven sin still rule our life. You're forgiven from it. And God said, will you keep your eye on the ball? I forgave you for that. And the enemy keeps bringing it back up, and you need just to remind him, listen, my eye is on the ball, and I've been forgiven from that, and I will not pick that up and let that run my life like I haven't been forgiven. I am forgiven for that. And I want you to know that you are forgiven. You are forgiven. Do you ever hear the Spirit just say, you're forgiven? How about, do you need to be reminded of this morning? There is no Greek or Jew or redneck or city slicker. There is no circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian or Scythian or slave or free. But Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Just so you know, the Spirit can come alive in your heart and say, you know what? You got the wrong clothes on today. I didn't put that in your closet. Can we go back to the closet today? And can you dress with what I filled your closet with? Because what you're dressed in, believer in Jesus Christ, does not look good dressed in it. I'm half afraid to give these ones out because somebody's going to think I've been looking. Yeah, just throw them. You ever have trouble with that? You ever trouble with getting the, I got an attitude today? You know what happens when you got an attitude today? This. You need to go back to the closet. And you need to stand before the closet of God and say, Spirit, you just told me I got the wrong duds on. And I am going no further in this day with the wrong duds on. Because if I do, I'm going to screw up everybody around me. And I don't think it's your call in my life to screw up people around me. I think it's my call in this life is to dispense mercy and grace. And if we got the attitude, well, they deserved it, you should see what they say, you need to go back to the closet. Because the final dress here, right, is patience. The Spirit reminds me of that times. You got the wrong duds on. How about this? You need to be reminded of this morning. I give you spouseability. I'm going to do a series on spouseability. I like that term. I give you spouseability. Husbands, love your wives like Christ loves the church and gave himself up for her. And wives, respect your husband just so you know your marriage not going very far without love and respect. And sometimes our marriages get anemic on love and respect. And the Spirit's saying, you know what? I got more for you as a husband than what you think I got. I got more for you as a wife than what you think I got. Let's go back to the drawing board. Because I've given you the ability to love no matter what, to respect no matter what. You mean I got to do this when they do that? I'm just saying. I'm not saying anything. God says this. I'm giving you abilities beyond what you can ever imagine. And I'm going to give you a spouse ability. And it's going to transform your marriage like you have never known it before. You're getting along okay, and you might be doing better than some, but you can't imagine what I'll do if you let me pour into you spouse ability. It's tough to be a spouse. It's tough to be a spouse. I'm going to give the other one to my wife, I think. For me. It's tough. But would you let him just pour it into you? This morning, would you just let him pour it into you? Do we need to be reminded of this morning? Because the coach is in the room. Push the button. I give you relationship wisdom. Be wise in the way you act toward people at Walmart and people on the phone and people that aren't treating you very well and people that are calling you names and the people that are tailgating you and the people that you're tailgating that won't get out of the way. I read on Facebook this way, the greatest dilemma. You're at a red light, and the car ahead of you doesn't go forward when it turns green. And they have a bumper sticker that says, honk if you love Jesus and you're an atheist. You just don't know what to do. I'm going to give you ability beyond what you can imagine in relationships with people that you deal with. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversations always be full of lead and sticks and meanness. Let them be full of grace. Oh, yes, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. I want to give you something in relationships with this world that this world doesn't have. And the people that you're interacting with, there is going to be amazing wisdom come out of you. And don't forget, what he gives is indestructible. Are you going to look weird compared to all the other people that are? Yeah, probably. Because other people aren't listening to the coach. Other people are over to the fence getting bubble gum. Other people are picking flowers. Other people are trying to field the ball with their glove at their waist. Other people are looking at birds flying over as the ball comes in for the third strike in a row. But can we keep our eye on the ball? And the Spirit says, you know what? I'm going to remind you. I'm going to teach you new things. Do we need to be reminded of this? Push the button, please. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those that are in Christ, because through Jesus Christ, through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death. You've been set free. You're free. In the name of Jesus, feel free. Because that's truth. You are free. You can keep it though. Maybe we need to know this. Dear brothers, and take note of this, you should be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to become angry, for man's anger does not bring up about the righteous life that God desires. That goes along with the wrong closet. But are you anger driven? Does anger get you quickly? I give you victory over anger. In the name of Jesus, receive victory over anger. Even if it just creeps up just once in a while, receive victory over anger. Because anger is not going to lead you down the road that God wants you on. Let him give you victory over anger. In the name of Jesus, receive victory over any lingering anger. Maybe you need to be reminded of the next one. I want to be with you. I want you to be with me. Therefore, I urge you, and I looked at this week, and I said, I never looked at this passage this way before. That God is saying, I want you to be with me. Will you offer yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing? Will you just come say yes to me? I so desperately want you to be with me. And I want to walk you through this world, and I want to walk you through the challenges of life, and I want to walk you through the victories, and I want to walk you through the great, great, glorious moments and the challenging moments. Will you walk with me? I want you to be with me. I want you to be with me. Major League Baseball certified wiffle ball is indestructible. And that doesn't even hold a candle what God's going to do in your life. The Spirit is not reminding you of Whistling Dixie. He's reminding you things that's going to transform your game. I love it when I have a handout because you know how close I am to the end. D- Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is an everlasting God. I was like, duh. And God says, yeah, but you don't really believe that right this moment. You need me to tell you again. You need me to tell you again. You're in the game and you've got your eye off the ball and you need to know that I'm the everlasting God. And I am the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not, God will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding that no one can fathom, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Wow. Receive the power from the Holy Spirit. He gives power. I got more for you than what you think I got. You may have more jobs in your rearview mirror than you do in your front mirror, but I'm telling you what, you got the Holy Spirit in your life today. And he's got more for you. Maybe we need to be reminded of this. I do. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. You think I'm done? You think I've done in your life? I started something in you. And I was wrestling through some stuff last night. And Cheryl was writing these phrases on these balls for me last night. And I was whining and whatever. And Cheryl said, this is what I just wrote on this ball. I will finish what I started in you. I'm going to finish it. I'm going to finish it, Mark Connor. I'm going to finish it. Come close to me. Listen to the coach. I'm going to finish this. I started something in you that you didn't even think was possible. Now you're kind of mesmerized by what I'm doing in your life. Possible chaplain of the motorcycle. I'm going to finish it, brother. You went skating down through the woods, missing all the trees because I'm not done with you. Eight-floor ICU when I walked in after Will's accident. I felt something. And I knew God was going to do a miracle. Finishing it. And maybe you just need to be reminded of this morning. No, dear brothers and sisters, I am still not all I should be. Thank you, Captain Obvious. I'm still not all I should be. But I am focused. I am focusing all my energies on one thing, forgetting what is behind and looking forward to what lies ahead. My past, your past, does not demand your future. The coach is saying, keep your eyes on the ball. I will move you forward. I will move you forward. I'm going to move you forward into places you can't even imagine. And I'm going to take you. The Spirit says, take it to her. He's in the game. The one thing the girls could always rely on is I was always in the game with them. They never played a game without me. And you're not playing the game without the best coach ever. And he's whispering in your ear this morning. And I'll say it again, and I'll say it again. And I'll say it again. Because what I'm giving you today is indestructible. and you can trust it, and you can take it to the bank. He is an amazing coach. Ed Jelliffe, listen to him. He hasn't left the game. Listen to the coach. Would you stand with me today? Holy Spirit, I know from reading the scripture, I know a lot about you, but I want to experience more of you. And I want us as New Lifers to experience more of you. I want us to hear the coach say in our ear this day and this week, everything we need to be reminded of. Everything that you're saying to us, Jesus, that we've forgot. Spirit, we give you permission. I give you permission in my life, and as the pastor of New Life, I give you permission to speak into every ear in this room and online with us. To remind us this week of everything we're going to need to be reminded of so that we can play this game at the highest level that you want us to. And Father, I thank you for that. Lord, here we go. We're going to leave this room, and it's going to be just become a room again. It's been a sanctuary for your people to gather in for the last hour plus. It's just going to turn into an old lunchroom cafeteria gym again, because the church is going to leave. And the church is going to go to people's houses, church is going to go and rake lawns and help with spring cleanup. The church is going to go to Walmart. The church is going to go. So, Father, as we walk through this world this week, may it be transformed by a team that's playing and being reminded by the coach and being taught by the coach. And, Father, I thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Have a great day.